Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Shime, is it a read every text Tuesday?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Is anyone going to talk about how much of a D-bag Shime sounds like in his new Awaken 180 commercial?
Yeah, those are rough.
Bragging about beating people in fantasy football, yeah. LOL.
Yeah.
Well, you won your fantasy football league this year?
I did win one of them, yeah. All right, and then I finished second in another one.
Good job.
That's easy to do when you're in 12 of them.
I'm not in 12. I'm in 4, thank you.
So you only won one of 4.
So? I still won. Still difficult to do, Curtis. Right.
How much money was an easy task. How much money did you win?
I won in total about $1,500.
All right. Not bad. That's pretty good.
And he was in 4 leagues, and it cost him $3,500 total, so he's down $2,000.
Nope.
But he's going to make it. Thanks, he's going to make it back on Mega Millions this week.
That's the league I want to be in, where the winner gets $1,500. That's a good league.
Oh, he's going to make it back wagering the Masters, so don't you worry. Don't you worry.
If you're in 4 and you only win 1, you can't say that in a spot. That's false advertising.
Curtis, did I win one or did I not win one? Yeah, I won one. Thank you.
1,500 trumps.
The defense rests.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're proud of you, Shime. We are absolutely
Thanks, Greg.
Proud of you.
Appreciate you.
It's a 2 for Tuesday, and that means all day long you can win 2 Red Sox tickets. So be listening in a half an hour, and we will give you the code word that you must use all day long. And then your first chance today to win at 8:30 on this show, and then another chance at 9:30 on this show. We are going to talk to the director of the Red Sox Netflix series, The Clubhouse, season with the Sox, at 8:30 this morning. And so that certainly has made news, at least in the case of Jaron Duran. And that was Courtney's lead yesterday. And so we'll find out what else we can look forward to when it comes to that. How many episodes are there? Has anybody watched any of them at all?
Mm-mm. I have not.
No.
There's 8 episodes.
There's what? There's what?
8 episodes.
8 episodes? Okay. All right. Well, I obviously Netflix and the Red Sox and all of us would have preferred that they went farther than they did last season because it probably would have been better content, but it sounds like they got good stuff anyway.
Yeah, so. I think it's more like, you know, just the behind the scenes of seeing guys, getting to know guys, how they act maybe when they're away from the baseball stadium and away from the clubhouse, you know, with their families, you know, that kind of stuff.
I think it's great because I think baseball players overall, when it comes to the professional athlete, are probably the least accessible. Like, I don't think that they do a whole lot, whereas NBA players, I think, are out in the community a lot. And this isn't a bash against baseball players. I just think that historically that's how it's been. Football players are pretty accessible. There's a distance when it comes to baseball players. This is going to make, in my opinion, all of these guys much more likable.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get to know who they are.
Well, apparently not inaccessible if you're a AAA tow truck driver. and you get to run into Tristan Cassis when his truck breaks down near Fenway Park. But I don't know. I feel like the NBA is the least accessible.
Oh, I feel so differently about that. Yeah. And I remember at Nesson, it was always like, how do we make the baseball player more accessible and get to know them more than just a player? I think NBA players are so much more active when it comes to social media. They're much more open in interviews. They say whatever's on their mind. I mean,
but you think it's harder because that the greater population of baseball, you know, a Latino player, so maybe it's a language barrier.
Yeah, that could be it.
Where, you know,
like, no, baseball players are kind of high on the dink, you know, territory.
Like, but I like follow been. Like Juan Soto, and I think most of the time
the dink scale, Curtis.
Yeah, the dink scale, the Richter, the Dichter scale.
I feel like a lot of those guys, you know, they obviously feel like, you know, Big Pop, they feel comfortable speaking more Spanish than they do, you know, English, and maybe that's why they're not as accessible, is because maybe they don't feel as comfortable, maybe. I don't know.
Mike Napoli, very accessible. Everybody else, kind of not.
All right. So we are, speaking of NBA players, we are going to get to They Said It when we're done with our leads, and we will hear from Jaylen Brown and the threat that he issued to overly aggressive gamblers like our guy Shine. So that is coming up during They Said It, but right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, great choice this morning when it comes to a lead, and that is Billy Idol and Rebel Yell. And the leads this morning brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring in to your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hello, Greg. Good morning. I have bad news for people like Wiggy and my guy Kurt Doggy over here, because I believe, Curtis, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, over the weekend, you and Ken decided that if the Patriots were to draft a guy like Will Campbell at number 4 overall, it would be more or less an unmitigated disaster, is basically the way you guys phrased it, correct?
I would get another tattoo on my head.
Yeah, well, according to sports books, DraftKings in particular, the Patriots are now heavily favored to draft an offensive lineman with their first overall pick in the NFL draft. It is minus 155. So not insanely heavily favored, but favored nonetheless. The next spot would be defensive edge at plus 185. And then cornerback is plus 850 would be the third.
Is there a limit on what you can bet? Like, you know, Super Bowl props, you can't bet a million on the anthem. Is there a max on draft pick bets? Because I feel like there could be some information that escapes that somebody could profit pretty big on.
Yeah, there probably is. I have never hit that maximum, so I don't know. But I would, for somebody who wagers far more money than I do, I would assume that there probably is a maximum. But
I just got a text from Costos. Cam Ward going one.
There you go. He probably also maxed that out, too.
So what are they thinking? Cam Ward, Abdul Khan?
Well, it seems like Shador is rejoin potential, slip sliding away.
Yeah. Okay. It seems
it looks like Travis Hunter maybe number 2. Are we going to play that Schefter audio?
Yeah, I have that Schefter audio. We can play that.
How many people has Schefter lock, stock, and barrel at number 2?
Yeah, and he tries to justify it too, and it's a whole thing. Ooh. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I like that then.
Yeah.
So but that, Travis but Hunter still, number two.
But you still, then Abdul Carter goes number three.
There's no way the Giants take Abdul Carter when they just gave Brian Burns a bunch of money and they got to give Kayvon Thibodeau a bunch of money and both of those guys are edge rushers.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what the speculation
is. But I mean, speculation is one thing, but looking at your needs.
Well, Wiggy, it's interesting you bring up the New York Giants because they are a team on these draft odds that are off the board. So clearly there isn't any clear information out there. If you believe it is Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, one, and then two, the sports books are even unsure exactly where the Giants are going at this moment, which means that there's a possibility of a trade up or something along those lines, which means the Patriots could, if they really want Abdul Carter, move up one spot and get him and really kind of lock it up and not have to worry about it.
Right. But that's what I would do because it works out great if Travis Hunter goes number two. The Giants are not going to invest in Abdul Carter, another edge rusher, when they just drafted Kayvon Thibodeau in the top five as an edge rusher. They traded for Brian Burns, who was down in Carolina, and then gave him a ton of money. So if you're New England, why not, I guess, maybe trade up if you know that the Giants are not going to do that and not have somebody leapfrog you?
I just think you're going to get the opposite. I think they're going to trade down because I mean, that's my guess. I don't know. Are we playing that Travis Hunter audio during They Said It Too?
Yeah, we could definitely play that.
When he talks about what he wants to do in the NFL.
Yeah, he joined SiriusXM, I believe it was yesterday, and talked about it.
It doesn't seem possible. Wiggy will say it's impossible, but
that's a fireable offense if they don't get Abdul Carter.
Well, that's the other thing, too, though, Wiggy, is like the Giants could theoretically, if they wanted to, move on from Kayvon Thibodeau and just draft Abdul Carter because they're going to get something for Kayvon Thibodeau on the open market. It may not be a lot, but they'll get something, and then they could just replace him with Abdul Carter if they so chose.
Obviously, didn't Vrabel's guy come from the Giants front office?
Cowden? Yes. Yeah. He may have.
And yeah, Dayball obviously has a relationship with McDaniels and the Patriots. They worked there. What if they just flipped for like a third rounder? So
that'd
Patriots went up to three, then the Giants get something to add a third round pick, and they get their quarterback at four.
Chime, there's no way they're just moving on from Thibodeau when they drafted him fifth overall in 2022.
I mean, 2022 was 3 years ago now, Wiggy. If they think Abdul Carter is better than Kayvon Thibodeau and they paid Brian Burns, then it would be very easy to move on from Thibodeau if they wanted to, if they felt like he wasn't living up to that fifth overall pick.
I mean, he had 11 and a half sacks, in 2023, and then he ended up, five and a half last year?
Isn't Abdul Carter, there today or something? Is he visiting the Giants today?
Oh, I haven't seen that. He may. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I'll double check on that.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. I actually like the Travis Hunter number two to Cleveland, then that opens up the door for you if you are the Patriots, because I don't know if the Giants are going to move on from Thibodeau, but at least it puts you in a position where you could say, hey, listen, we're willing to move up one spot. We want Abdul Carter. You guys might like Thibodeau. You clearly like Burns because you paid him a bunch of money. Mm. So there's really no room for Carter.
Yeah, but I would also say, Wiggs, you've sort of answered your question. The Giants are really dumb. Like, they gave Daniel Jones $150 million. Like, mm-hmm. they make a lot of bad decisions. So it wouldn't be shocking if they did something stupid. But it would be, you're so right, it would be trying to be way too cute to improve somewhat at a position you're already strong at instead of getting the most important position on the field. But that's the Giants.
All right. Good lead to start this morning, Shime. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We will get to a lead from Curtis. Curtis, a tease on your lead.
Records that will never be broken now that the Gretzky goal record is gone.
Okay. Lead from Curtis, lead from Courtney, lead from Wiggy, lead from me, all coming up on today's Greg Hill Show here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.